Welcome to episode number 9 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. Good day, folks. What other people think of you is none of your business. Have a marvelous Monday. Kind of crazy, huh? With all the political struggles, self-esteem issues that many people have, the selfies people are taking to show off what they're doing, who they're with, and how fabulous their life is. In this world of connectedness with social media and the pros and cons that come with it, one would think it really is all about self. Well, I have come to say that what people think of you is really none of your business. I read an article by Dan Pierce of the same name. What people think of you is really none of your business. I learned a couple of things I thought that I think are really great, and I'm going to share them with you. No matter what I do, there will be some percentage of people who don't like it. I can't control that, nor can I control them. No matter what I say or do to win them over, won't help me gain them at all. The saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, needs to be abandoned. Stop saying it, because it is a lie. We all know the most confident person can be brought low by a few well-timed words of negativity and hurtfulness. There's a song by Toby Mac that I love. It's called Speak Life. Part of the first verse says this: it's crazy amazing. We can turn a heart with the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. Please, let's speak life and let's think about what other people say about us, and then don't believe it and don't think about it. It's all about me today. Have you ever said those words out loud or to yourself? Or do you just live it? Being selfish can take on insidious facades. We may not say, I'm going to do nothing that helps others, it's a me day, but our actions could possibly prove otherwise. Yes, we do need to take care of ourselves, but why? Well, here's what I think. I think it's to make sure that those who rely upon us, family, friends, co-workers, are taken care of. They rely upon us in one way or another. Yes, it is all about you. But try this. Make sure you look through someone else's eyes who do rely upon you and look at yourself. That look can be really life-changing. In keeping with the theme, all me, here's a website that you can create and tell all about yourself. It's called about.me. The best thing you can do is to find a background picture you like. It could be of you, your passions, or anything you want. Write the salient points people need to know about you, and then add links to other websites that you have created, enjoy reading, or you really like to use very often. I love creating my page because I saw myself change, ready to do some crazy things, within reason, of course, and to share all the wonderful things I want you to find as useful as I have. About.me. Check out the website, create your account, and begin sharing all about you. Today, I suggest you follow someone who does not think about himself. He thinks about his family, his students, and other fellow teachers. He writes short stories about the worst wizard and draws the illustrations for the book as well. He also asks very hard and deep questions about education and its tenets, or possible lack thereof. Please take some time to get to know John Spencer on his blog, educationrethink.com, or follow him on Twitter at edrethink. Soon you will see it's all about you with him. This episode, All Me, is almost all done. If you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.